College English, Test Band 4, Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear.
Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center. Number 1. I heard you got full marks in the math exam. Congratulations!
Thanks. I'm sure you also did a good job.
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Number 2. Hi, Tony. How did your experiment go yesterday?
Well, it wasn't as easy as I had thought. I have to continue doing it tonight.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Number 3. I hear you are moving into a new apartment soon.
Yes, but it is more expensive. My present neighbor plays the piano all night long.
Why is the woman moving?
Number 4. Mr. Jones, your student Bill shows great enthusiasm for musical instruments.
I only wish he showed half as much for his English lessons.
What do we learn from the conversation about Bill? Number 5. Oh, dear, I'm starving. I can't walk any further.
Let's go to the restaurant across the street and get something to eat.
Where are the two people? Number 6. Why didn't you make an appointment to see the doctor last week when you first twisted your ankle?
The injury didn't seem serious then. I decided to go today because my foot still hurts when I put my weight on it.
Why didn't the man see the doctor earlier?
Number 7. I wonder if Sue will be here by 5 o'clock.
Her husband said she left home at 4:30. She should be here at 5:10 and 5:15 at the latest.
What time did Sue leave home?
Number 8. When will you be through with your work, John?
Who knows? My boss usually finds something for me to do at the last minute.
What do we learn from this conversation? Number 9. I don't know what I'm going to wear to the party. All of my clothes look so old, and I can't afford something new.
Why don't you wear your black silk dress?
What is the woman going to do?
Number 10. How did you like yesterday's play?
Generally speaking, it was quite good. The part of the secretary was played wonderfully, but I think the man who played the boss was too dramatic to be realistic.
How does the woman feel about the man's acting in the play?
Section B, Compound Dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. Then, listen to the passage again. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7 with the exact words you have just heard, or blanks numbered S8 to S10, you are required to fill in missing information. You can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
If you are a young college student, most of your concerns about your health and happiness in life are probably focused on the present. Basically, you want to feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally now. You probably don't spend much time worrying about the distant future, such as whether you will develop heart disease or cancer, how you will take care of yourself in your retirement years, or how long you are going to live. Such thoughts may have crossed your mind once in a while. However, if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or older, such health-related thoughts are likely to become increasingly important to you. Regardless of your age, you can make a number of important changes in your current lifestyle that will help you feel better physically and mentally. Recently, researchers have found that even in late adulthood, exercise, strength training with weights, and better food can help elderly individuals significantly improve their health and add happiness to their life. We know much more about preventive health today than our parents and grandparents did in the past, giving us the opportunity to avoid some of the health problems that have troubled them. And this new knowledge can be transmitted to our children to help them become healthier than our generation. If you are a young college student, most of your concerns about your health and happiness in life are probably focused on the present. Basically, you want to feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally. Now, you probably don't spend much time worrying about the distant future, such as whether you will develop heart disease or cancer, how you will take care of yourself in your retirement years, or how long you are going to live. Such thoughts may have crossed your mind once in a while. However, if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or older, Such health-related thoughts are likely to become increasingly important to you. Regardless of your age, you can make a number of important changes in your current lifestyle. That will help you feel better physically and mentally. Recently, researchers have found that even in late adulthood, exercise, strength training with weights, and better food can help elderly individuals significantly improve their health and add happiness to their life. We know much more about preventive health today than our parents and grandparents did in the past. Giving us the opportunity to avoid some of the health problems that have troubled them. And this new knowledge can be transmitted to our children to help them become healthier than our generation. If you are a young college student, most of your concerns about your health and happiness in life are probably focused on the present. Basically, you want to feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally now. You probably don't spend much time worrying about the distant future, such as whether you will develop heart disease or cancer, how you will take care of yourself in your retirement years, or how long you are going to live. Such thoughts may have crossed your mind once in a while. However, if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or older, such health-related thoughts are likely to become increasingly important to you. Regardless of your age, you can make a number of important changes in your current lifestyle that will help you feel better physically and mentally. Recently, researchers have found that even in late adulthood, exercise, strength training with weights, and better food can help elderly individuals significantly improve their health and add happiness to their life. We know much more about preventive health today than our parents and grandparents did in the past, giving us the opportunity to avoid some of the health problems that have troubled them. And this new knowledge can be transmitted to our children to help them become healthier than our generation.